Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
The sluggard wants, but he can't get anything. He always have full of desire, but he don't have anything. Laziness will keep you from possessing your inheritance. All right, let's go back to 12:24. Proverbs 12:24 says, "The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute." Now, what that means is this. The word slothfulness there means laxness, slackness, slackening, lazy. And if you look at other translations of that, the latter part of that verse, it says that the slothful will be put to forced labor. In other words, if you are lazy, then you're going to end up having to accept jobs that you really don't want to do. You just take whatever comes. Because you say, well, won't nobody hire me. If you have a pattern of laziness, then you're very unlikely that you're ever going to end up in a job that you enjoy, that you like, that's blessing you. You end up working another type job because you got to. Well, I just had to take this job because ain't nothing else there. To me, that's forced labor. How many of y'all feel forced labor when you had to go to work on Monday morning? I wish I ain't had to go to this job. That's what he says right here. The diligent gonna bear rule. They're gonna be in charge. People that produce, that are effective, that work hard, are gonna be the people that's gonna be in charge most of the time. And if you got a lazy boss, the employees gonna talk about him. He ain't gonna be the boss long. Say, man, he too lazy to be our boss. We working and he ain't doing nothing. He won't be the boss long, unless it's a family thing. Family want to get rid of him and can't. He's an irritation to the family. but they say, you know, there's blood thicker than water, so. I know he ain't doing right, but you know, hey, this family. Family learn to put up with that kind of stuff. Proverbs 12:27, "The slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of the diligent man is precious." In other words, a lazy man will go and kill his food and too lazy to cook it. Hey, I caught some fish out there. You cook this fish for me? No, I ain't cooking it for you. Well, I guess it's going to rot then. You mean I went out there and did all this work? At least you could do is cook it. This is all in the Bible. Proverbs 15:19. It says, "The way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain." See the difference? The way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns. Notice he said the way of the slothful. In other words, slothfulness has become a mindset. It's just the way they think now. It's ingrained in them. It became a way of life. It's their way they live. He said, but their way, that mindset, is going to be a hedge of thorns. Now look at what the Amplified says. The way of the sluggard is overgrown with thorns. It pricks, lacerates, and entangles him. But the way of the righteous is plain and raised like a highway. Glory, I'd rather be on a highway than to be in a briar bush trying to get it done. Listen to this. The way of the slothful man is a hedge of thorns. It pricks, lacerates, entangles him. In other words, it's painful and progress is hindered. I mean, try to do work in a briar patch. Oh, work going to be slow. If you're lazy, that's the way your work be. It'd be slow and painful and tedious. But if you'll do things right, God will supply the wisdom. See, if you're diligent about your work, then God will supply the wisdom that you need to get your work done more efficiently. It'll be like a highway that you're traveling on. I remember a time in my career, I just wanted to be the best I could be, and I wanted to bring glory to God. I worked as unto the Lord. And once I learned the system, how they got things done, boy, I'm going to tell you, I said, listen, I'm going to do everything my boss asked me to do. I said, when he give me a little assignment, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get it done right now. I said, I ain't waiting. You know, even though he may say, look, Greg, I don't need this for another month. Let me tell you, if he gave it to me on Monday, by the time he walked by there on Friday, it was done. And I remember a few times he came to me and said, you got that done already? He said, you had a month to get that done. I said, I know it, but I want to go ahead and get it done. I was diligent. I was doing things ahead of time. I was beating all the schedules they gave me. I was saving money. I wanted to get it done. And you know what? I just kept going right on up. Hallelujah. It was like a highway. They kept giving me more and more responsibility. And then they took notice, two of the top guys, they said, you know what? Greg done passed some of these other engineers. He said, he's more productive than just about anybody we got here. He get things done. He get it done fast. All right, well, that set me apart. Hey, he worked hard. He's a hard worker. He's efficient. If you're lazy and you got to always be, where you at on this? What's progress on this here? You going to meet the deadline? No, I'm going to be 2 weeks late. 2 weeks late? What you been doing? Oh, you know, running some hindrance. Just had some hindrance. I don't know. Things just didn't work out right. I ain't going to get a part on time. Why are you going to get a part on time? Well, I just ordered it yesterday. Let me go. I'm trying not to meddle enough. I just want to read the scripture. All right, Proverbs 18:9. All right, I'm just going to read them now, okay? Proverbs 18:9. He said, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. You see that? Lazy people waste time. Waste money, waste resources. If you're not organized, then you'll waste time looking for stuff. How many of you can't find stuff regular? You at home getting dressed, can't find something. Who seen my belt? Where my shoes at? Why? You ain't putting stuff where it's supposed to be. Why you didn't put it where it's supposed to be? Lazy. So you're wasting time trying to find stuff. Somebody call you. Do you have this? It's over here somewhere. Now I know. Give me a day or two to get back with you. You got 2 days of junk you got to go through to find. Proverbs 19:15. Slothfulness, listen to this, cast it into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. Slothfulness will throw you into a deep sleep. In other words, severe idleness. In other words, one day rolled into the next day, into the next day, into the next day, 4 days pass, and you ain't got nothing done. Just like you've been asleep all them days. No progress. Look at verse 24. A slothful man hides his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. When it's time to eat, he can get his hand about right here. Somebody feed me. Y'all say, Pastor, that's extreme. It ain't that extreme. How many men won't get up and go get their plate? How many men won't come sit at the table? You know why? I don't work hard all day. Least you can do is bring my food to me. All right, I see y'all didn't like that one. Let me move on. I better move before somebody start throwing something at me or something. I don't. I might be like President Bush, be dodging shoes. Might pull off a shoe. I'll be. Let me get through this lesson here. Hey, it's the first time I ever preached on it. I ain't know it was gonna be like this. Boy, I'm stirring up some of y'all. Something's stirring up here. My Lord. Jesus, help me, Jesus. More grace. More grace. Proverbs 24. Proverbs 20. The sluggard, listen to this, will not plow because it's cold outside. Therefore, he shall beg in harvest and have nothing. You know what he say? Ooh, it's cold out there. You say, well, Pastor, I would never do that. Yeah, but if it's cold outside, I ain't going to work today. It's too cold out there. I ain't going. Ooh, it's got a little ice on the ground out there. Let's see if they're going to cancel. Let's watch Channel 5. Maybe they won't let. Maybe the bridge. Be praying for the bridge to ice over. Hope the bridge ice over. Can't get to work today. You want the neighborhood to flood, so you can't go to work. But check the motors out. Said a slothful man, he ain't gonna plow, he ain't gonna work. He said, it's too cold to me planting seed, but when the harvest time come, he gonna be begging. People that weather the cold and the rain and the hardship, they gonna have, and the one that was lazy is gonna be in want. He'll have his hand out begging. See, some of y'all rake and scrape. I mean, you're doing the best you can to make it. I mean, some of y'all working two jobs. I admire you because you're not lazy. You're working. You have a vision for your life. And then somebody laying around all day, don't want to work. I mean, don't want to work, ain't going to work, can get a job and won't work. And then they at your doorstep wanting you to hand what you done work for. Y'all better wake up. They depending on you going to work. If you ain't, why you ain't working today? What you mean you stayed home? What you mean you stayed? You got to work. Why? Because they depending on you to work. Child, you know you ain't supposed to be taking off these jobs. They ain't got a job telling you how you supposed to act. See, the slugger will make an excuse for not working, but he will beg during harvest and won't have a thing. Proverbs 21, 25. Proverbs 23, 13. You know, the response y'all give me today, I don't want to do part two on this. So I'm gonna hit you and run today. I'm going to hit you and run. Proverbs 21, 21, 25. The desire of the slothful kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. He covets greedily all the day long, but the righteous give and spare not. Hallelujah. Look at that. A slothful man's, his desire, his the longing of his heart will cause him to die prematurely, because he refused to work and he covets greedily what other people have.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make